Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The new record, The Music Is You, a tribute to John Denver, was released today by ATO Records, 15 years after Denver's death and 40 years after the release of his song, Rocky Mountain High. This version is performed by Alan Stone.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key to every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken and he doesn't really care. Keeps changing fast and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. A shadow from the starlight, softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High.
The Music Is You features 16 John Denver songs interpreted by current artists. Artists like My Morning Jacket, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, Brandi Carlile, Amos Lee, Lucinda Williams, Train, Sharon Van Etten, and several others. Brian Schwartz manages the John Denver estate on behalf of the late singer and activist's three children. He does that as part of his job.
I manage bands. I've managed rock bands and bands in general now for quite some time. I work at a company called Red Light Management. I'm fortunate enough to live in Denver, Colorado, and work out of the Denver Red Light Management office.
Denver, Colorado is a great city with a great scene, but not one of the music industry's hubs. So when Brian is on a call with someone in New York or L.A., he always asks,
you know, what's new? What do I need to know about? Who's making movies? Who needs music for movies or TV? Who needs management? These are sort of my standard questions. And then one day, quite a few years ago now, I asked that question to a business manager I was speaking with, and he said, well, you know, we just picked up the John Denver estate as a business management client. And I said, well, who's managing? And they said, no one. And I said, wow. And then I hung up, and then I couldn't stop thinking about that task of managing this legendary estate. So I just reached back out to the business manager and had said, look, if you and or your clients are ever looking for new estate management on the creative side and sort of just sort of big picture side, I would really love to have a meeting. And so months and months went by, and I was relentless and put together a pitch letter for the children. And thankfully that letter made it to them. Something, you know, clicked for them, and they did want to meet me, and we met, and we've been together ever since.
As is true for anyone, your work can be easier and more fun if you care about it on a personal level.
I grew up in the 70s and 80s. I vividly remember John Denver, you know, doing the TV shows with the Muppets, and somehow I remember the late night shows that he was hosting. And of course, I remember all the hits. I've just had John Denver sort of in my consciousness growing up, and it meant a lot, and it's just been an honor to be able to work on the project.
The Music Is You is one of the first, if not the first, major tributes to John Denver's music.
It stemmed from conversations that both Amy Abrams in our office and myself had with John's children, our clients, and with the business management team, and just sort of going through a list of initiatives that we should all look to achieve. This was on that list and something that I really wanted to make happen and see through. And so I kept this at the top of my to-do list for a couple of years. And really, after being on the phone with BMG, which is a publishing company, and finding out that they had a copy of My Morning Jacket's cover version of Leaving on a Jet Plane, and I had to hear it. And when I heard it, I was just floored.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The
Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
I'm a fan of My Morning Jacket, and that version is just striking and wonderful, in my opinion. And then I took that over to, happens to be My Morning Jacket's label, ATO Records. And I talked to the GM over there, John Salter, and we just brainstormed, and then we just said, we have to make an album. And so it was really that My Morning Jacket track just was like the impetus, and really kicked us into gear. And John Salter, Amy Abrams, and myself started working on this album, and John and I made it happen, and thankfully so. And thanks, you know, a lot to the support that we got from ATO and the whole ATO family over there, all the executives and all the folks over there.
As they approached the artists, they had a list of John Denver's songs they wanted to include on the record. The musicians could select from that list, like in the case of Dave Matthews.
John and I suggested a few different songs to Dave Matthews folks, and when we got word back, Dave really settled on a song called Take Me to Tomorrow. That song really resonated with him, and we were like, absolutely, please, you know, please take a whack at it. And in my opinion, he really delivered. I think it's a very, very special song, and I think his arrangement and the way he does that song makes that song sort of more digestible song. We did a little promo video for the album, a trailer, so to speak. Dave Matthews had commented that track was sort of like he had to dig that out and unearth it, and he almost felt, and I'm paraphrasing here, Dave Matthews almost felt that John Denver, you know, didn't really give this song a lot of time, seemingly, when he recorded it, and so it just never really became popular. But now I think Dave's arrangement and Dave's version has a chance to make that song shine, which I'm very proud of.
Hey, everybody, tell me, how do you feel? Are you satisfied with your life? Do you think it's real? Tell me, how is your head? What are your dreams? Do you have any plans? Come up with any scheming? Do you care about anybody? I'd like to know. Do you care about anybody? What is the answer? Won't you? Take me to tomorrow, take me that a day. I have my fill of sorrow of living this way. Oh, take me to tomorrow, that's where I like to be. Oh, the day after tomorrow is waiting for me. Yeah, the day after tomorrow is waiting for me. Yeah, the day after tomorrow is waiting for me.
Several of the musicians on the record are on the ATO label, but not all of them. It can be kind of a process to get people involved in a project like this.
Often, as a manager, people come to us with ideas for our artists, and it takes a while for us to articulate those ideas to the artists themselves, and then it takes a while for the artists to respond. So it's a very long process of, you know, throwing a lot of darts and then hitting some bullseyes. And on this project, you know, John Salter and I really, and a lot of other people that I'm not naming, who were very instrumental, of course. You know, Lucinda Williams is not on ATO and is not managed by Red Light Management, you know, the company I work for. And that was just one that we were like, you know, Lucinda would be really amazing to have on this album. And this song, this old guitar, would just be incredible. You know, I believe John Salter made that connection. And, you know, he was probably, like we had to be with everyone, persistent. And finally, it just happened and clicked. And we were able to schedule studio time and make it happen.
This old guitar taught me to sing a love song. It showed me how to laugh and how to cry. introduced me to some friends of mine and brightened up some days. He helped me make it through some lonely nights. What a friend to have on a cold and lonely old guitar gave me my sweet, sweet baby. Opened up his eyes and ears to me. Brought us close together, and I guess it broke his heart. It opened up the space for us to be. What a lovely place and a lovely space to be.
It was a collaborative effort, and we were just really fortunate that we were able to compile these great artists on one album.
When you ask how I've been here without you, I'd like to say I've been fine and I do. But we both know that the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, well, that ain't quite true. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Sometimes a hard time leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows.
Amos Lee is a management client of Red Light Management, the company that I work for, and his specific managers, he has two managers at the company. We went to them like we did most people and said, you know, we really would love to have Amos on this album. And, you know, they must have checked with Amos, and he came back and agreed to do Some Days Are Diamonds. And I believe that was his choice. I believe this, he was one of the artists who chose his own song, and it was open, and we said, let's go for it. And, you know, I have to say that that's one of my favorite tracks on the album. Amos is one of those very special artists who he just sort of put his voice, and I use that word in more than just what we hear, but his phrasing and the way he sings, it really came to life on that song. And I'm very proud of this Amos Lee song and his version of Some Days Are Diamonds.
Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, some days are stone.
I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable. We're speaking with Brian Schwartz about the new album, The Music Is You, a tribute to John Denver. The album was released by ATO Records today. As regular listeners of this program know, one of my personal favorites is Josh Ritter. Josh Ritter and Barnstar have a song on The Music Is You, Darcy Farrow.
Josh Ritter, I believe, also chose that song, Darcy Farrow, and John Salter really led the charge on getting Josh Ritter and Barnstar to record that song. A very appropriate song for him, and, you know, it didn't take much time for us to say, yeah, let's lock Josh in and let's get Josh into the studio to do that one. And again, very excited about what he came up with.
Well, the walker runs down to the Carson Valley Plain. There lived a maid, Darcy Farrow was her name. The daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she. The sweetest flower that bloomed on the range. Her voice was sweeter than sugar can. Touch of salt as a bed of goose down. Her eyes shone bright like the gray silver lights that shine in the night out of Yerington town. She was courted by than of any you will hear. He gave us silver rings and he gave her pretty things, and she promised to wed before the snows fell there. But a pony did stumble, she did fall. Her dying touched the hearts of us one and all. Young Bandy in his pain put a bullet through his brain, and we buried them together as the snows began to fall.
One of John Denver's best known and loved songs is Take Me Home, Country Roads. On the album, the song is recorded by Brandi Carlile and Emmy Lou Harris.
We really wanted Brandi to be on this album, and of course Emmy Lou Harris. And this song actually had a different path than most. We, being John Salter and myself, talked with Brandi's management team, and we got back that Brandi was a fan and absolutely interested in the project, and she really wanted to Take Me Home, Country Roads. You know, this was one we were sort of coveting. We thought about it a lot, and we said, you know what? This track is perfect for Brandi. So we all said, let's do it. Let's get Brandi in the studio. And that's how that track came about. Brandi kind of made some changes, and we really kind of gave some input, and she was so wonderful to take our input. And then in the end, we said, gosh, you know, this song is so beautiful, but we really feel we'd love to have Emmy Lou on this track as well. And that was sort of a pipe dream that John and I were bouncing back and forth. Finally, John Salter was able to connect with Emmy Lou's management. I believe that Emmy Lou, I can't speak for Emmy Lou or Brandi, but I believe there was a relationship there already between the two of them, or perhaps Emmy Lou was a fan of Brandi's, and I can only imagine Brandi is a fan of Emmy Lou's. And so we were able to connect those dots and then have Emmy Lou come in and really add to the song and sing these backup parts. And, you know, and they're even more than just backup parts. Just really collaborate with Brandi and add so much to this track.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Country roads, take me home. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road.
The Music Is You, a tribute to John Denver, is available today. A portion of the proceeds from sales of the album will be donated to the Wilderness Society in John Denver's name. To learn more, visit johndenver.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.